Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
Okay, I got to talk to you about some wokery stuff. Marvel Studios may drop men from X-Men titles. I know. I don't know. They said that they're concerned that the title is not inclusive. I hate everything. I'm back to hating everything again. There's one entertainment outlet. It's called We Got This Covered. And they said that in the piece, Marvel Studios may drop men from X-Men. Because inclusivity doesn't make any sense, but okay. They said that the new president of Marvel Studios of physical and post-production, video effects, animation, Victoria Alonso, has hinted that internal thinking is that the X-Men name isn't sufficiently inclusive. In an interview, she said, quote, "I don't know where the future is going. It's funny that people call it the X-Men. There's a lot of female superheroes in that X-Men group, so I think it's outdated." Oh, for the love. I mean, this is a brand name. It's been branded that way for a long time. I mean, so what are the alternatives here? Good heavens. Look, I'm going to tell you something. If you are a woman and you are so put off by the name X-Men and you think that it's not inclusive enough, if that is that much of a hurdle to you, then you have to question your self-confidence and level of empowerment and realize that the issue may not be resolved by getting companies to change their name, but might only be resolved by you seeking professional help. That's where, I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. If you're that sensitive about this stuff, I think you need a therapist. I think Victoria Alonso needs a therapist if you're seriously that upset about this. Well, women can't be truly empowered unless we change. No one's even thinking this thought. I like X-Men. I like Marvel. No woman that I know, and like I said, I like Marvel. I like Marvel Universe. I like video games. I like anime. I like manga. No one's thinking this. Only you woke people are. So I don't know. Why? This is just, it's just ridiculous. Pun intended. So we'll see. I will see. This wouldn't be the first time. Remember when they were talking about the idea of making Loki gender fluid? Is there some big giant plot that can only be resolved by knowing who Loki goes to bed with? No? Okay, then it's stupid. Then stop. I don't know. They're going to ruin it, aren't they? They're going to ruin it. They're going to ruin the whole franchise, aren't they? Or they could say, oh, it's more progressive. We're trying to do, you know, if they do X persons, I will not see it. Did you like the last one? Sidebar, did you like The Dark Phoenix Rises? Did you like that one? The chick from Game of Thrones was in it.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan.
I'm trying to think if I liked it. I felt like it was discombobulated. It was a little junk. It was a little clunky.
Yeah, the thing is, I like, you know, the familiar and then the storyline and then, you know, getting behind a character. It was something I just couldn't get behind the character for some reason.
Why couldn't you get behind the character?
I think there was some subtle and not so subtle wokery that I was just turned off by.
Yeah, the wokery, as a woman, the wokery turns me off. I can't stand it. Like how they were trying to basically do a Jesus at the cross thing with Iron Man and the final bits of the Avengers. I'm like, okay, y'all aren't Mary. Calm down. Didn't it feel that way? Yeah. To me, that turns me off because it feels like you have these executives that think that you can't have it both ways. You need to pick a narrative. Either women are empowered enough and strong enough and confident enough that we aren't bothered by this crap, or we're weak and we get our feelings hurt by words. Pick one. Because to have executives try to coddle and it's condescending. It feels like you're doing something contrived because women are so sensitive that you have to soothe us and pacify us in this way. I find that offensive. I don't have to have things changed for me. If I did, I'd be bitching a hell of a lot more about radio than anything else. I don't need to have things changed for me. I don't need to have fake strong women and men condescend to me to create a more level playing field or to change franchise names to make things more inclusive. Whether or not it's inclusive at any point at this period in history depends upon you and your attitude. I can't stand this garbage. Anybody who's raising their daughters this way are raising weak women. You're raising them to be weak and sensitive. Just like if you're raising men this way, the phrase male feminist makes my ovaries cry in terror.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
Biden filed an emergency lawsuit today seeking to immediately reinstate his vaccine mandate for private employers with 100 or more workers after the rule faced a series of legal setbacks. Earlier this month, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals issued a preliminary pause on the order, which prevented OSHA from actually moving forward and implementing it. The Justice Department argued, according to Wall Street Journal, that the rules reflect OSHA's judgment that these measures are necessary to mitigate the COVID transmission in the workplace, etc. But the arguments against it, they say that all cases were, well, it's going back to court. Long story short, it's going back to court. OSHA paused implementation. They issued a stay on it. There's a lot of questions about this, and it's not going to be resolved anytime soon. Also, Australia has now started transferring their coronavirus positive cases to quarantine camps. So the Australian Army has begun forcibly removing residents in their northern territories to the Howard Springs quarantine camp located in Darwin after nine new cases were identified. The move comes after hard lockdowns in both of these, Binjari and Rockhall, on Saturday evening, both of these areas. They said they no longer have the five reasons to leave their homes. They're being forced to. This is crazy. This is why we have a Second Amendment. Nancy Pelosi buys a $25 million mansion in Jupiter, Florida. Beautiful Jupiter Island. So $25 million. I thought she really, really hated Ron DeSantis, though. Right? Didn't she? I mean, I thought so. We have a lot more in store. Don't go anywhere. More of the Dana Show coming up.
I had a good time at the Black Cat. And I think it's sad that this is even a story. The fact is, there was something that was really monumental that occurred, and that is Tony, the original members, the brothers, Raphael Sadiq and Dwayne Wiggins, who have not performed in public for, I believe, at least over 20 years. They are just really some of the most incredible artists in the history of this country and the Bay Area in particular. And the fact that that is getting lost here is very unfortunate. Not to mention the incredible trumpeter, Maurice Mobetta Brown, who is just phenomenal.
That makes people not get the virus.
Who performed and who really uplifted the spirits of not just myself, but all of the people who were there.
I feel like we needed a place. I remember, I had ears in the 90s. I know. Tony was big in the 90s. Welcome back, ladies and gents. Dana Lash here. DanaLash.com. I mean, one of my girlfriends was obsessively into Tony. We went, Kane, I went to Six Flags to see them perform when I was in eighth grade.
Oh, yeah.
That was the only concert that my mom thought it acceptable for me to go to with a group.
What was the name of that amphitheater there?
And Six Flags there, yeah, outside of St. Louis?
How can I forget that? I've seen a couple of...
They had like everybody there, didn't they?
Yeah.
Swear to you, I saw Tony there. It was crazy though, too. And that was, and again, welcome back, but I'm now walking down nostalgia lane. That was, hey, other fellow 90s teens, do you remember, especially if you're girls, trapeze dresses? It was a revive of the 60s. You don't remember that because you were with grown women and they didn't dress like fools. It was basically a clown outfit. It was the dumbest thing ever. You'd go to 579 at the mall. You know, at the mall. You go to 579 at the mall. And then you would go and you would get your trapeze. Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking. Some of you know what I'm talking about. You'd get your trapeze dress, right? That's how it went. Oh, so that was San Francisco Mayor London Breed. And ladies and gentlemen, she was pictured at the Black Cat. It's a club in San Francisco. This is Friday when this all was coming out. This is her comment, though, but that is new when she was talking about this. And nobody had masks. Not a single, because you guys know it's not contagious. in San Francisco, provided, ladies and gentlemen, that you have the immunity of being a Democrat. Because the virus, and they're still studying this, so there's not a lot of long-term data that supports anything I'm going to say, or any data at all, but the virus, when it is looking to infect people, it's like, so you know that scene in the Ten Commandments? And it's Passover, right? It was the first, so it's when you had Moses going out and him and Aaron were putting lamb's blood on all the doors. And then that weird special effect, Cecil B. DeMille smoke was rolling on through the set. That's what the virus does, except it knows if you are a Democrat. And if it is in San Francisco, then it's like, I can't infect these people. Science. I mean, since we're going to go ahead and go back to plague doctor stuff, you might as well. The mask mandate. Now, remember, this mayor had said, had threatened to shut down the city before. I'm going to read a direct quote when she came out with this mask mandate. And she was, they were making announcements of it. NBC Bay Area had quoted her as saying, we don't want to shut down this city any longer than we have to. Our economy and our livelihood and our kids going back to school and everything else in between depends on it, end quote. The orders require all individuals, regardless of vaccination status, to cover your face when indoors in public settings with limited exceptions. And then here she is. Everybody's, they got cocktail. I'm not, look, I'm not, go out there and you have fun. You just don't make me wear, I don't want to wear a face mask like you're not wearing a face mask. That's what I think that, you know, I'm also moved by the spirit. So let you know, because that's what she said. That's what she was saying. She was saying that it's just, you know, I was not thinking about wearing it. I was feeling the spirit. I wasn't thinking about a mask. And she added audio soundbite 19 that she's not going to eat and drink with it on either. Don't ask.
And from my perspective, you know, I was there, I was eating, and well, I was drinking, and I was sitting with my friends, and everyone who came in there was vaccinated. So the fact that we have turned this into a story about being maskless, not going to sip and put my mask on, sip and put my mask on, sip and put my mask on, eat and put my mask on. While I'm eating and I'm drinking, I'm going to keep my mask off. And yes, in the end time, while we're drinking, like everyone else there, we were all having a good time. And again, all vaccinated. So the fact that this is even a story is sad.
Give me some Tony, if I had no loot, please. Because I feel like I'm going to get moved by the spirit, too. I don't think this is what I'm going to do every single time now. If anybody sits here and asks me, where's your mask, ma'am? Nah, I am. I'm feeling the spirit. It's like being in church, isn't it? Like, I am being moved by the spirit. You guys remember that this is like 90s? Takes you back to the 90s. If you're just feeling the spirit, you don't need to wear a mask. Don't make me karaoke because I actually know like all their top 5 songs, so don't you dare do it because we're going to throw 90s teen down. Who is the 90s teen queen? I'm feeling the spirit, Kane. Just play this on your phone like Joe Biden did Despacito. And every time you like go through the airport and they ask you, just be like, if I had no mask, I just don't know. I'm feeling the spirit right now. I'm just saying. Just saying. I saw them at Six Flags. That actually was a fun concert, except I was sweating to death. I remember that. Me and two of my girlfriends went in junior high. We thought we were the bomb. That was like our first big kid adult thing. Remember that? Like your first big kid adult trip. And you were like, I run this park. I run it.
Oh, you're like the name grade. Of it. It was Old Glory Amphitheater, wasn't it?
I want to say it was. I can't remember.
It was
remember.
Old Glory Amphitheater.
So somebody on the internet is going to remind me. They'll tell me. She's feeling the spirit. Your kids got to wear masks in school. And look, I'm not begrudging anybody going out and having a drink and not wearing a mask. Good for them. But my problem comes in with they want everybody else to do it. They don't want to do it themselves. They want you to do it. Did you see that video of that baby that they were trying to put this mask on? This woman trying to keep this mask on this baby? American Airlines trying to keep this mask on this baby. Baby did not want to wear this mask. And It's like some of these people that make these orders. I'm like, have you ever met a child? Have you met a child? Have you met a toddler? Have you met a two-year-old? Because I see grown folks that don't wear masks, and you have enough trouble keeping them on their faces. Now imagine when you go to an infant, a baby. This poor woman, this baby actually had asthma and was wheezing and having a fit. And the mom wasn't telling the airlines that she's not going to put the mask on the baby. She's saying the baby is having trouble wearing this mask because the baby has asthma. You can hear the baby wheezing as the baby's bawling his head off. And they turned the plane around and they were like, we've got a non-compliant passenger. You got a baby. And it was some grown man named Carl. Of course it was. It's interesting that they have the same sound
as Karen.
Thank you, Kane.
Yeah. Actually, that should be the male version of Karen.
I think it's going to be now. Carl. Don't be a Carl, man. Don't be. Turn the plane around. And they had police waiting there for that mama when she walked out.
Police?
Yeah, well, yeah, they did. That's according to all this story. Now, this is what the reports are.
Lord.
Now, I'm wondering where all of the, apparently she was traveling with her mom, and I was wondering where all of the other passengers were in defending this woman. Like the Target video that we showed you last week where the guy was like following this woman around, this beta male. And he had a mask on. She already had coronavirus, so she wasn't going to wear a mask. He's following her around. And other ladies in that store that chose to wear their mask, and that's totally their right. They stuck up for that woman. I would do the same thing. If I saw somebody not wearing a mask, aggravating somebody wearing a mask, okay, then I'm going to get Doc Holliday with you. And we're going to have some words. I don't like that stuff. Mind your own business. I cannot stand when people don't mind their business. But that video with that woman, see, that baby's got to wear that mask. Do you know what? The mom should have just told Carl on the flight, Carl, my baby is just feeling the spirit. You know, we were listening to Tony's top five hits. And I was reminiscing about being a 90s teen. Being my decade of coming of age. And baby just was moved by the spirit, Carl. I mean, you know. We were watching a live performance of the brothers. They had not gotten together. It's like their first time performing in like 20 some odd years. You know, all the original member. I mean, it's just, you know, amazing here. So I don't know why you're hating, Carl. Don't know why.
Why is it a story,
Carl? What else can I use that with? I'm just feeling the spirit.
Anything.
Hmm.
Anything at all.
I think I've only had... trying to think. I think I've had one ticket in my life. And it was, I never got a speeding ticket.
What?
Well, no, I got one speeding ticket and I only got one ticket ever. And that's when I was going 5 miles over in a construction zone right by my parents' house on a Sunday morning on my way to church. There was nobody else on the road. That guy hated me. And I had to go, and the instructor was very nice, and I had to go to a driving class because it was a construction zone, which was so ridiculous. And I remember you could put money in this bowl and take a soda, and it said Pepsi's, P-E-P-S-I apostrophe S. And I was like, why, who's, Pepsi's what? Why is it plural? Why is there a possessive instead of just regular plural? Like, why? That's what I focused on in driving class. I didn't learn anything. The teacher was very nice, though. And I talked about that on air, and I didn't realize that she listened. This was not when I was just in St. Louis. That was very awkward. My whole point is that what else can I use? Telling everybody, no, I don't want to follow any law or any requirement if I don't want to. Think about this. At the Emmys, did y'all see, I know you all didn't watch this. I didn't even look at it for the fashion because I just don't care. I've been in such a blasé mood. But again, all the people who were working there, all the assistants, all the other people, they all had their faces masked up. But all the precious people, the preciouses, they did not have their faces covered. Either on the red carpet, don't sit here and tell me it's for photos, because they didn't have it on inside either. There's tons of photos from inside. Not a single one of these fools are wearing their masks on inside. Now, that's something. I have a family member. I know this is kind of a long story. I told a great aunt of mine, because she is, you know, some of these older ladies, some of your great aunts, y'all, from a different generation, they always go out, like they would die if they had to go out in sweatpants, right? They don't go to church unless they have a nice dress, you know, with like just in their jewelry, some wear hats. I mean, it's a very purposeful thing. And one of my great aunts, she always has her lipstick on when she goes out. And this is a very big deal. These older ladies. And she got a, she splurged on a Chanel red lipstick. And she actually walked away from a store. This was like several months ago because they were asking for her. She lives in a different state. They were telling her she had to wear a mask and she was not going to mess up that red lip. So she was like, there's nothing in here that I need that badly, and walks away. And she should have just said, I'm feeling the spirit. I just listened to some Tony in the car and I feel, I'm feeling the spirit. I'm not going to wear this mask. I'm not going to do it. But she didn't go anywhere for a while because she was not going to mess up her lipstick. And we're like, well, why don't you just go without it? And that was met with a death stare. I was asking a cousin, I'm like, why didn't she just not wear it? You go, you call her and you tell her not to wear it. And you see how that goes for you. Like, okay. She just didn't go nowhere. She'll stand out in her yard with her red lips so everybody can drive by and see her with her makeup on. Just tell them that you're moved by the spirit. That's all. We got a lot. We got other things to get into. You know, oh my gosh, I got a Florida man story for you. Where? Go ahead and kick it to Florida man. Woo.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida man.
All right. I have a Florida man story for you and I lost it. It's one that I actually just saw that I didn't have prepared because it just was new and it just floated past me. And I was pretty amazing. It was pretty amazing. I got to get this one though. I don't know what it is with the villages. Hey, it's a villages story, Steve. You know it. What do we do for the villages? Oh, for the love. The
villages. Call me way off guard there.
That's okay. I like scaring you like that. I need it one more time. Steve, hit me. The villages. A villager, it's like a Minecraft NPC. A villager was arrested after she was spotted driving a golf cart at 20 miles per hour on the Florida Turnpike. Carol Lynn Crispino, 64 years old, who lives in the Fruitland section of the villages, was behind the wheel of the golf cart at 8:15 p.m. Saturday southbound on the Florida Turnpike near exit 304. According to the arrest report, a road ranger spotted the golf cart and began following behind it to keep it from being hit by traffic. Crispino pulled into the Okahumpka Service Plaza, where she was met by a trooper who had been contacted by the road ranger. The trooper asked the woman how she strayed under the turnpike, and she said she didn't know. She had some drinks with dinner at the Brownwood Square. She performed so poorly on field sobriety exercises, her breath samples registered 0.150 and 0.157 BAC, blood alcohol content. She was arrested. Her golf cart was also towed from the scene. Yeah, she looks totally shocked and surprised in her mugshot. How in the, you know what? Can I just say, I know she's a woman, but man, this lady's got some balls for getting that golf cart on the highway like that. That is something I have never in my life seen. Holy wow. It's brand new, man. That's something that's pretty amazing. Taking that on the highway like that? That's crazy. That actually is no different from the Geo Metro that I had driven when I was in college. All right, I have another one. Let's see. One Florida woman strutted through the Miami airport in nothing but a bikini and a face mask. I don't know. It was posted by the Instagram account Humans of Spirit Airlines. Is there something up with Spirit that they have their own account? Is there something I don't know? Do I need to follow that like I do Waffle House fights? Anyway, nobody knows really anything about her, but they can stop people from boarding flights if they're inadequately clothed.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.